Dog Pound, here are your crystal clear imaging three signs for success for the Browns and the Bengals this Sunday. Number one, the Browns must win the battle at the line of scrimmage. That will help get the ground game going again, protect Cody Kessler when the Browns have the ball, and on the other side, shut down Giovanni Bernard and Jeremy Hill in the ground game and get pressure on Andy Dalton. Number two, the Browns must win the turnover battle. They have to be in the positive on this one, steal some extra possessions to try to steal a victory on the road. And number three, they need to stay hot in the red zone. Three straight weeks, Cody Kessler has thrown a touchdown pass in the red zone. The Browns have been one of the most efficient teams in the scoring area, converting their chances into touchdowns. That must continue against the Bengals because field goals won't bring you a victory on the road. That's your crystal clear imaging three signs for success for week seven.
Here we go, Browns! Here we go!
We've asked you about Danny Shelton before.
Mm-hmm.
One of the analytics sites saying he's having an unbelievable year and he's near the top of the league in run stops. Has he been doing what you want him to do as far as run defense?
Well, Danny, I think I mentioned earlier, when we came in, we asked him to make some changes to his game, his body, and his, you know, just him, you know, to be a better player. And, you know, we think he can be a Pro Bowl dominant player. You know, I don't want to put an undue burden on him, but that's what we feel. And we're pushing him to be that. And he did. He changed his body. And you know, that's not easy. We understand. I mean, how hard it is for me to change my habits. And now he has. He's shown flashes of being, wow, dominant in there. And I think the changes we've asked him to make help that. And I was just talking to the team today about him, the defensive team, about, you know, we've asked guys to do some things, and they're for a reason. And he's shown improvement in his play. And I know other teams know that because they make comments to me about it. And so is he coming along? Yes. I think he's maybe now starting to understand I can be pretty good at this level. I think you need validation from somewhere. You may know you're good, but you still need validation because if it's only in your own mind, what does that mean? But he is taking steps and becoming a leader. He's a very smart player. He works hard. He's got intensity. He's got range. And we just want to see him continue that, not just be a guy that's up and down like a roller coaster, but really be one of the best players. If you can be a stud defensive nose in the AFC North, you can be a stud defensive nose in the NFL. So, and that's what we're trying to push him to be.
This analytics site has him grading out well consistently on their end. Has he been consistent in your eyes through six games? I mean, has he been grading out well with the coaching staff?
No. I there's ebbs and flows in games, and maybe it's an opponent that you're playing against. That maybe gives you a blocking scheme or a double or maybe the guy, you know, like a pouncy or something like that. But for us to get where we want, we have to be very consistent. That's what you want. I mean, you know there's going to be a game, a player or two that really swings the game. And what we're striving for is our better players to show the younger players, this is how you do it day in and day out in practice. And he does. He works hard. But I think with him, probably himself also, the expectation is more, and it is, and we're going to drive him for more. So is he playing better or is he playing well? Yes. Can he play better? I think the answer is yes, he can play better, and that's what we're pushing him to do, is be more dominant, more consistent. And if he needs a break to come on out and go back in. So we always want more from all of our players. And then, you know, obviously our coaches too, we want more. And, you know, we push our coaches too to make sure, you know, no stone is left unturned. That means watching every game, going back, watching, you know, film from last year, even though Hugh was there, watching what, you know, Ken Zampezi may do.